So, Martin, we are going to start by asking our jam master, does he have all these things?
Exactly what we're going to start with. But ladies and gentlemen, we have our jam master in the studio, and this question is from everyone. This question is for everyone. We don't know who you are, so we're going to ask you this question.
Who are you?
Whoa. All right, before I answer that question, I'm still trying to fathom how I bought into this idea. Oh, yeah, Martin, my fathom. Mm. Yeah, fathom. I'm still trying to understand.
No, we are listening to you now.
How I bought into this idea. Yeah. However, yeah, it's long overdue.
Yeah.
Well, my name is Yunia Amunga.
Yay!
Yeah, I've been in the media industry for, decades. Those who were born like Martin.
29 years. Probably.
Yes, I'm a mother
of
two lovely daughters, young adults to be precise. I'm a wife. Yes, a Christian. And I'm not an introvert, neither am I an extrovert.
Yeah, so ambivert.
Ambivert, exactly.
Ayavert.
Ambivert, ambivert, Martin.
Yes.
Yes, that's who I am in a nutshell.
I'm an either too. Because that's who I am.
No, that's
how, that is how you speak.
Imagine that's how I speak.
I think that's the first question on a lot of people's minds. Like, is there a for news anchor reading? I love when I Nani! Then we hear you near outside in the in Ruaka.
My voice is just my voice. However, there's that voice you use.
Yes.
When you're working.
Yes.
And when I'm talking to Martin or June, then it becomes a bit different.
Not
very different, but a bit different.
Yes.
And then again, you know, when you're using the mic, it sounds a bit different.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think that's why most people go like, but you sound a bit different out here and, you know, at when Capital FM.
Yes.
Exactly. But it's still the same person.
Yunia, the same person. What title do you go by?
I'm a news anchor.
A news anchor.
Yes.
So Yunia, when you were young, how did, why, you know, what happened? You know, where did all this start?
When I was young, how did this start? What did what start?
Your
like, I mean, where you have ended up.
Where
today.
You have ended up today. Ended did it start when you were young or you're in school?
Let's say when I was a teen. Because I used to love listening to and watching also Catherine Kasavuli, may they rest in peace, and Anu Fula. And I remember I used to say, hey, I'd like to be on screen one day. And so it so happened, fast forward, there was this advert on radio. And I remember it was Elizabeth Omolo.
Yes.
She was asking guys to apply for this job at KBC. And I was like, why not? Why can't I try? See, I've always wanted to be on screen.
Yes.
And surprisingly, my dad asked me the same question. Yunia, why don't you apply for this job? And I was like, Dad, you know, by the way, I was thinking about the same thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course.
Your dad being...
Mr. David Amunga. I know that's where you want
a legend.
Mr. Who do you call your father? Mr.
Hey, doctor.
Thank you.
Priest. Hey.
It's important.
I call him Papa.
Papa.
So Papa told me, why don't you apply? And I was like, what? Yeah, I think I should. So of course, I did that. And
How did you apply? So that
you know, those days, paper, envelope.
And use your English. But I didn't tell you, Matu. I did secretario.
Okay.
At SPS. Trust my dad, those days.
School of professional studies.
Exactly.
Oh my.
So you went and typed.
Hey, I'm a good typer.
And short, what is it called?
Shorthand.
Anyway, to cut the long story short, of course, I applied for the job, and after like, was it a month? Hey, I receive. No, those days it wasn't a TCG.
Email.
We had phone calls and whatnot. It was. What do you call it?
A post office.
Post office, exactly.
An envelope with a stamp.
Exactly. So here I am, and I'm like, okay, is it really me? Okay, I was called for the interview. Where? It was at Kasarani.
Yeah.
Oh. We were thousands of us. Thousands of us, yes.
In the stadium.
Yes. So you're given something to read.
Yes.
And then after that, of course, you go one-on-one, and they just get to know who you are, why you want this job, blah, blah, blah. Hey, now the waiting period after the interview.
Yeah.
Do you know I waited for 9 months? I'd even given up.
What?
I waited for nine months. Yeah. So one of these fine days, I meet someone on the streets. He was one of the interviewer And he tells me, "You know, we've been looking for you." And I'm like, "Here I am. You got the job." The screaming, June, what are you mefanya
on the streets?
Oh my goodness! I'm like, me joining KBC? How? You know, then it was the
Own.
I have a question. Which street were you guys on? Because you know that at that time that statement makes sense. These days, when you say we're out here in the streets, it doesn't mean the same thing anymore. So which street were you on?
Streets have names.
Now again, if I say the street, yeah. Martin will come up with something. It was Koinange Street. Okay.
You see?
It was Koinange Street.
School of Professional Studies, check. Koinange Street, check. Kasarani, check.
All right, fine.
K Street is a street of good news.
I used to work there, by the way.
Yeah. I used to work on K Street.
I did. Proudly okay. So.
Yeah. All right, so I was told to go get my offer letter, of which I went, and I got. I was like, ooh. So reading it, I was like, reporting on the 1st of April. Then I'm like, hey, 1st of April, are these people kidding me?
April Fools.
Yeah.
But Nika said, anyway, let me just go. So I went, and luckily enough, there were two other people whom also made it. Mm-hmm. And we happened to, you know, just talk and become buddies. So, like, actually, it's happening. So what we were actually going to do, we were actually joining an arm of KBC.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Then Metro FM.
Yes.
Oh. We were the founders.
Haya, shikilia hapo. We were the founders. June, you have the memory. You were the founder.
Me, I am there.
Shikilia hapo. Jam Master Inia Munga is in studio. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you're looking for, you know, someone to inspire you, let us know at the Jam 94. The hashtag is Jam Masters. And of course, you can also talk to us on WhatsApp on 0701-9494 or if you find the phone. Capital FM. Right now, we're joined by Jam Master Yunia Munga, who happens to be the head girl of someone. Someone said you are their head girl here on Facebook, Mary Mwangi.
Oh,
and said
yeah.
You used to be her head girl back then.
Yeah.
And also, people are requesting songs on your behalf. We shall get there. But tuliko tumefika mahali.
Metro FM.
Yes.
The founders.
The founders.
Yes. So we were the founders of Metro FM. And trust you me, we didn't even know what we were going to do because we were not even trained. So all we're told is that this is called a mixer and this is how you operate it. But how you talk, that was up to you. So we learnt on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember, was it a month later? they brought somebody from BBC.
Oh.
BBC, CBC, yeah. BBC, yeah.
CBC.
So he came and he came to train us. Then it so happened he listened to Capital because that's when again Capital was launched a month
later.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, and he told us, you people have a problem. You have to pull up your socks. Who was on air? Caroline Mutoko.
Wow. Rock.
And remember, we haven't been trained.
Yes. Hmm?
And Caro sounded so refined. Yeah. So anyway, fast forward, we were trained, and then now people started embracing us.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, when you receive phone calls from people and they're like, play for me this song. I like what you're doing. This is a new thing that we're identifying mm-hmm. with as opposed to, you know, where we were. This is an FM station. And yeah, we started building confidence and Metro FM grew. It really grew. Mm. And I remember that we were with the likes of Jeff Muya, who's still at KBC, Goretti Apondi, Josh Mayo, Lucindu Taka, Juju Kaburia. Apparently, Kajuju Kaburia was my teacher in high school.
What?
Yeah, and then we meet again at a workspace.
Yeah,
so it was what it was. It thrived while it did. But then, like things happen, everything, I think, has a beginning and an end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So when there was a new management, they decided, you know, why don't we do it a reggae station? For majority were not reggae people, so
yes.
We had to be, you know, relocated to different spaces. I went back to English service, but as I was in English service, I also did television for over 1 year.
Yeah,
but I think I still love radio.
You like radio?
Yeah, I think I love my privacy.
Oh.
Yeah. Because to date, I can meet somebody on the street and they're like, I've seen you somewhere. Of course, I know it was
but
years.
If you talk, they can recognize you.
Yes, they can. And even when they tell me, I think I can almost, you know, I've seen you somewhere.
Yes.
I know it's because of my stint on TV.
Yeah.
Mm. But I always tell them, oh, somewhere along, you know, when you're having your second dream and turning at 2 a.m., remember, that's you near.
That's you near.
Exactly.
So let me share something that happened with me and I wonder how your first memory of this, if it ever happened. Yeah. I'm sure it did. Mm-hmm. So I went to the nail salon.
Yeah.
And I was having my nail done. And of course, me, I'm yapping away. Yeah? I'm telling Michelle all my stories.
Yeah.
Then I'm just seeing somebody like peeping their head, peeping their head. And I'm like, what's happening? Then the person goes to pay their bill because they're on the other side of the salon. Mm-hmm. And they ask, is that June? Mm. I said, what? Mm. Not from seeing me, but from hearing me. Exactly. This is like maybe after I'd been on radio for a year.
Mm.
And can I tell you, it was the creepiest thing. I was like, oh my God.
Talking.
First of all, can I sing? And nobody anymore. I can't sing. Nobody anymore. Exactly. Because guys recognize. Do you remember when that first happened for you?
Exactly. Exactly. You see, when you're working for a media space, we have events.
Yes.
So then, back then, we also used to have events.
Yeah.
So we'd go to some place and maybe launch something, a product or something.
Yeah.
Then now, away from work, you have gone out just to have your, you know.
Your fun
time. Your fun time.
Yeah.
And everyone just comes and surrounds you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes you just see, you know, whatever you're taking comes on the table and you're like, no, I didn't order for this. Mm-hmm. No, it was, you know, so and so bought. Oh my goodness. And then you're like, sometimes ukikata, it's like, you know, you're proud.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, that's the world we are in. But I understand where you're coming from. Yeah. It's so hard for people not to recognize you out there. Exactly.
So, June, I understand there was a request.
There was a request and some really lovely messages here. So let me read, because you know, we told people you are coming. Yeah? So it's not
you don't
like,
even need to tell
I
me.
I told
your
them,
socials.
Mutasikia. Mutasikia sauti for longer than just the news. Bulletin.
Yeah.
So Mosby Mogo says, awesome. Giving her flowers while she's still here.
Oh.
You're the her. I admire her professionalism and clarity in how she delivers her stuff. And I think she loves a bit of Roomba from her KBC days. So on her behalf, I am requesting Ndaya by Mpongo Love. Hey, Mosby Mogo, mefanya research.
You know what?
Proper.
You know what? Yeah, thanks. I don't know why this song reminds me of the Vitimbi crew.
Ah, you just have to, isn't that, you bounce and throw at the same time.
All I'm seeing is Otorongoma and Mkatwende and Ojuang. Ojuang with his head just going round and round. Hey, Wimbo, Mpongo Love, Ndaya, as requested by?
Mosby Mogo.
For Facebook.
On behalf of one Yunia Amunga.
Thank you.
So it is true. Roomba is one of your favorites.
I love Roomba.
You actually have a show on Capital.
Me.
Yeah?
Yes. Oh. Yes. I love Roomba. It's just part of me.
Yes.
I love Roomba. I love R&B. And I love soul.
And you're from a musical family also.
Yes, that's my background.
That's your background. Yes. Well, we are speaking with our jam master in studio. Her name is Yuni Amunga. And so much love is coming through for you on our X feed.
Yeah.
Neham Zilani says, oh my gosh, I'm loving our guest on Jam Masters. Ask her what keeps her motivated and what is the most exciting event you have ever landed so far.
Mm. Interesting.
What keeps me
motivated?
Yeah, just the love of, you see, when you come to a place that you don't consider work,
yes,
it's a passion.
Yeah,
like you had me telling you that the love of this started way back when I was a teen.
Mm.
So I don't consider coming here as a job.
Mm.
It's just like gardening for me.
Mm.
It's just watering what I love.
That's another passion of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Gardening.
Mm-hmm.
Watering what you love. Martin, do you hear that?
Have you heard?
Watering.
Yeah.
Yeah, some dasani, yeah. Please. Yes. Mm-hmm. Watani kunyo tamimi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tamu sana.
So we were now at you were being trained by.
Wait. She hasn't said the most exciting event.
Oh, sorry.
Ever landed.
Most exciting event, commercially or
anything. Say both. The one that you loved, Kapsa.
The one that I loved the most. Actually, I think it was the one where I officiated a wedding.
Uh-huh.
MC'd rather. Ooh,
yeah, officiated. I'm about to ask you.
Okay, more or less.
You're now a pastor.
No, when they say officiated, it sounds like
or a captain. A captain of a ship.
Yeah. So there was this wedding that just blew me. And it's a wedding that I would even just do for free again and again.
Yes.
Yeah, because it had the right kind of crowd.
Yes.
people who know when to laugh. Yeah, you don't crack a joke and people just look at you and say, it was during a certain wedding. I wouldn't want to say for who and who because I'm just trying to keep it discreet. It was one of these weddings that I emceed, and it was just over the moon. I didn't get tired. After the wedding, we still went for the evening party. I was still energized.
Were they friends of yours, or was it like apparently
they were introduced to me by a friend of mine. We have a mutual friend
in common. Okay.
Yes, we have a mutual friend.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's
something people can call you for.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Oh yes, they can.
Okay.
Yeah. And voiceovers as well.
You see. You gotta water
so
your
MC
garden.
MC voiceover.
Documentaries as
documentary.
Well.
Yeah, everything.
Ancho.
Yeah.
Anchor.
You was asking a question, Joe.
I was asking a question. So we are walking through your journey, as we like to do with our Jam Masters. So that first offer letter that came, and yes, I know the direction of the business changed. What would you say your two most important lessons were from that, from the time you picked up your offer letter to the time you went back to English service? What in that period of time, because you were like a pioneer for this new thing that was coming up, what were your two most important lessons?
Be ready for anything that comes your way. Do not be too rigid. Because you see, when we started as continuity announcers. Okay? We didn't know that we'll be thrown to the other side. So don't be too rigid.
What is a continuity announcer?
It's please? What you and Martin are doing now.
We are continuing.
Continuity announcers. Yeah,
Martin.
You play music. You tell people what song is coming next.
We continue.
We have to change our CV.
As in, you make sure that gaps in between.
Yes,
so
yes.
Continuity.
The links. What we
the
call
links.
Thank
you very much. Yes.
Continuity announcer.
Yeah, continue.
It's better than a host. Co-host. You mean a way when he co-hosts?
In a cohort.
We are continuity announced.
So you need
that's one lesson that I learned. Yeah. And humility.
Yeah.
Humility is key. For you to progress in any area of your life, you just have to embrace humility. Yeah, because you see, when we started, if it was ingrained in us that, you know, you people just be working for Metro FM and, you know, you're the top guys, you're the ones, Kusema and all that. And then the next minute you find yourself, okay, I wouldn't say it was a demotion going to work for English service, but the next minute you're there.
Yeah.
You feel.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the humility keeps
keeps me going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can, today I can be here, tomorrow I'm not working for Capital.
So
I need a soft landing.
So you know, the thing is, when you said at Metro, the first person you had your boss say and they listened to was Karen Mtoko on Capital FM.
Yes.
And then later on in life, after going to English service, you know, demotivated kidogo, you moved to where you were challenged to, you know, pull up your socks.
Yes.
Did you move to anywhere else before that, or is it?
I mentioned I worked also for, I was on screen for about a year and a half.
Yes.
Yeah, but like I said, my darling still remains radio.
So you moved
I opted back to radio. In fact, they were asking me why. Why? And I just told them, I think I feel more comfortable behind the mic as opposed to, you know, on screen.
Ukakuja Capital.
So now there was a vacancy here.
Yes.
And one Eric Latif contacted me. I was like, hey, you need, because I'd worked with Eric at some point.
Yes.
He interned actually at KBC Metro. Yeah, we used to do voiceovers together there. So he was like, yeah, there's this vacancy. Would you want to jump ship? I was like, where, comfort zone. I'm moving from Gava, coming to an institution that is owned by an individual.
Yeah.
You can just decide to wake up one morning and tell me, you know what, you don't have a job.
Yeah.
Hey, at KBC, there was that comfort zone.
Lazima watrudishe.
Exactly. Na file pote kabisa isi patikane. Anyway, so I sat, thought about it, talked to my mom, talked to my dad. My dad, of course, Damu KBC, you know, having helped me also to write that application letter and his, you know, roots with KBC and all that.
Yeah.
I also spoke to my big bro. And so my big bro's like, is it a promotion or is it a demotion? I was like, yeah, I think it's a promotion. Jump ship. Don't say, what if? You know, because most of us are, what if it doesn't work out? But the question we don't ask ourselves is, What if it works out?
Yeah. Exactly. With mm-hmm. Latif.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. What if it works out? Yeah. So Latif managed to secure an appointment for me. And I met then our editorial director, Michael Momo.
Yes. Yes.
We had a chit chat. And we agreed. Yeah, we agreed. And I was told, hey, we need you ASAP. Because the person who was doing news then had moved to Nation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there was a vacancy. Kina Laura Olubengo and Boy Wawero were really straining and they needed somebody on board ASAP.
Help, yeah.
Yeah, so that's how I joined Capital. And I've never regretted ever since.
How long ago was that?
Ooh, I joined Capital in 2005.
Whoa. Oh,
gosh. Next year.
I actually found Mato here.
What?
20 years.
Yes.
No,
yes,
I was not really here.
Mato, you were here. I found Mato here.
No, I was not.
Just as loud as he is today. That's how Mato was. So Mato, miakazake ziko kwa magoti. Even though he likes telling me, oh, you need to do... Me, I'm enjoying my last 40s, to be honest. And Mato and I hit 50, you will know.
This makes so much sense.
It does, right?
You know, there are some things, Martin. It's like a behavior.
It's wanting.
Ladies.
Capital FM. Yeah.
Godimania.
I already know what you like.
Thank you so much.
Martin, I thought you told me that you are lenting.
I am a lenter.
Yeah, a lenter.
And as the Pope told us, as long as you're doing what is supposed to be done, you are lenting.
Yeah, I feel like the Pope's words were taken out of context, but it's okay.
So,
Mary Mwangi says you are a head girl,
yeah,
but Daniel Nginya says you also schooled, he schooled with you at Senior Chief.
Yes.
Was this the same school?
Yes, it was the same school.
Uh-huh. Yes. I know both of these people.
You do?
Mary Mwangi is my relative. Daniel Nginya is one of the pastors who I met from Ridgeway's Baptist Church back in the day. So and we know the same people.
And you know, the funny thing is, Yunia Munga actually came and she's working with the one guy who was in Senior Chief as well.
Yes.
He's nearly a head boy. Charles Moravi. Senior Chief. But later.
Charles, I think Charles was there like...
Way later.
Yeah, because then I didn't even know him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He's actually our logistics guy, events here. But a quick question, Nia.
Yes.
From what you've gone through and what you've seen in this media industry,
yeah,
what would you advise a young person coming through?
Okay.
A young Noreen,
yeah,
starting off in the media industry,
yeah,
or young interns are out there, students who want to study in the media industry.
What a young June, yes.
A young June, yes.
A young June. Let me talk about our young Noreen.
Yes.
Be open-minded. Oh. Don't be fixated that I want to read news like Yunia. No, I want, I want to do a specific thing. First, get into that media space and then learn. Be an all-rounder. Mm-hmm. And then now you can zero in. Probably people might see your potential and decide, I think we can incorporate her into maybe news reading or a reporter or, whatever it is. And then the other thing, don't let it get so much into your head, especially once you reach that level of recognition. That is what messes up so much.
Yeah.
You find that someone just joined in and, they were just humble and nice, willing to learn. The minute... their name goes out there.
Yeah.
They're untouchable,
Diva.
You want to talk to me? Book an appointment. Hey. You want to do this? Talk to my PA.
My people will call. I will call you.
And you never call. So don't let that get into you.
Yeah.
Just get into the media space. It's a job like any other. And just put your best foot forward and do what you have to do.
Begin it as if
and over the last 20 or so years, Martin's are longer, but you are, sir.
Yes.
I mean, with social media, with all this sort of technology, what's been the most challenging thing to sort of keep up?
Yeah, to keep up. Mm. Of course, we are in a dynamic society where you have to keep on embracing technology, because if you do not, then it means you'll be left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, look at even news. Sometimes it breaks before I come here and tell you that, I have a breaking news.
Yes.
Why? Because people have smartphones.
Yes.
Yeah, so people tend to, there's a beauty to it and there's the downfall of it. Because you can imagine there's an accident. For example, what happened the day before yesterday. The KU accident.
Mm.
And someone just goes there and videos everything and sends it. to the world to see. That could be somebody's brother. Yeah. That could be somebody's sister. Mm. So the downfall of it is that...
It could be their relative that they do not know.
Mm. Exactly, true. Martin. True. Yeah. Yes, you see, the problem is that they do not vet. Mm. But you see, when it comes to the media space, we vet that before because we have the heart of the relatives involved, you know, at heart. And we try as... We are trained, the language to use, the photos to use. The sensitivity of the issue.
Yeah.
So all that, and we are bound by laws and, you know, all that. So, the challenge is there, but I love the fact that Capital FM is really embracing that so well with Akina Muba on the digital side. You know, we have the podcast, Akina Rick here, taking my video right now and trying to make me look good. Even when I'm...
I don't know. God did that already. Don't worry.
Posters coming out from the entire team, the Kabikis.
It's true.
Capital is abreast with everything that is happening in the you know, tech world.
So in 10 years, where is Unia?
Oh, wow. I didn't tell you the other thing is that I love farming.
Like green thumbs. They call them green thumbs.
Exactly. That's the only thing that you can never go wrong with.
Now you can see why her shopping list is just right.
I've noticed.
Because all the things are in the farm.
Yeah. And by the way, I love hosting. That's something else. I love hosting family and friends. That tells you I love cooking.
So, Yunia, you said be humble. I don't know, pick up call. How do people reach you just in case they need to talk to you and seek some advice, you know?
Like I said, I'm always... Okay, my phone number is kind of private.
It should be.
But email, like, go to my socials. You'll find me there, Yunia, at Kenya. You'll find me at munga.yunia, Gmail, if you want to, you know, just be lengthy with me. Mm. And, if you want to see me physically, I always create time. Remember, I'm a mentor also. That's something else I didn't say. Mm. I'm a mentor. I mentor girls and women whenever, you know, I'm called. So... I'm always readily available. Someone held my hand, so why shouldn't I hold
somebody else's hand? Pay it forward. Mm-hmm. Also, you can find her in Ruaka. We are here at Two Rivers. Like right now, she's here. She's going to read the news. But we want to say thank you so much. You know, I'm smiling because there's a lot of stuff you've shared today. Yeah. That, I mean, we see you every week, almost every other day, and we don't know some of these things, you know, either about you or Martin. But thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, I'm humbled.
You know, between the bulletins.
Can I give you some? She's like my big sister.
She's like your big sis.
But we never met. Like, she grew up in a place very close to where I grew up.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I had cousins near where she grew up.
Yes.
Yeah. You've never told me that, Martin.
Jericho, Karanja, everywhere. We followed you guys.
Whoa, Uhuru Estate.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Uhuru Phase 5.
No, Phase 2.
Us guys want Phase 5. We're not too far away. But
Uhuru.
Yeah. Born and bred actually in Islands.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, Yunia Munga, Jam Master, fantastic stuff.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
We love it. Capital FM.